This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Drippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Consultants are standing by. I'll take caller 9 out, 844-999. Olay, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, a man in a Bentley impersonated a cop in Florida and was arrested.
In a Bentley?
In a Bentley. That is a crime that they will arrest you for.
If I got pulled over by a Bentley, I'd want to get out like, dude, can I look at that car?
If I got pulled over by a Bentley, there's no chance I would believe that you're a cop.
Yeah, it's a Bentley.
I mean, right. Like, dude, look, it's on the taxpayer's dime. There's no way any police force has supplied you with a Bentley to do routine traffic stops.
No. No way that the American taxpayer have before that.
I saw undercover the other day, like in a Ford Contour or a Ford Focus, like some little.
I saw one in a Beetle one time.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Well, they're not Beetle. Very good at it if you recognize it.
That's right. It was like a baby blue Beetle.
Yeah. Sometimes they're in minivans or whatever. But Bentleys?
No. No way.
Oh, sir, you're in here for assaulting an officer. Punch bug game.
An airport in Lithuania put up a Christmas tree made entirely of items that security confiscated.
Huh.
That's kind of an interesting idea.
Like knives, guns, drugs?
Yeah. I would think so.
I would visit that Christmas tree.
Yeah, it seems like a cool tree.
That's how they frock the tree.
Or was it Lithuania?
Lithuania.
I know Lithuanians.
Guess what the star was?
A ham.
I don't know. Man can dream, I guess. Let's see. Glassdoor ranked the best companies to work for in 2020.
Intercom.
I don't believe that's on the list. I don't have anybody.
The best companies to work for in 2020. I mean, right. It's got to be like Google, like
Apple,
all those kind of things.
Right. Places that got jobs. Not bad. Yeah. All good guesses. The fashion company Moschino has designed a ridiculously enormous backpack.
Like how big?
Basically, I saw a picture of it. I don't have it here, but I think it goes from like the top of the guy's head down to about mid-knee.
I'm not saying like it would be hard to walk in.
I don't want my calves
kicking back and hitting the bottom of the bag.
Depends on the design of the pack.
Yeah, all right, fine, Miles.
For like cross country or something like that? I don't know.
You shouldn't probably carry more than 70 pounds, I would guess.
Right.
Well, don't make it so big.
What was it, Miles? Like
65 is
50% body weight?
Yeah, I've done that. Well, I mean, you can do whatever you want, but it starts hurting your back.
Right.
Here's my carry-on.
Mike, I have an update for you.
Hit me.
The tree is mostly scissors, but there is some knives and guns as decoration.
Sounds very safe. Cool. I like it.
Jingle bells.
Hey, kids, go play with that tree.
A salt truck in Chicago slid off the road and into Lake Michigan yesterday morning.
Well, they did it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Now it's a salt lake.
Oh, wow. Wow, he's got great
salt water.
Great
lake. You know what, man? That joke floats.
My man. See, this is why we're the writers, Ted.
That's one right there.
That's why.
They're just in a briny mood.
Oh, God. Make it end.
Salty. They mad?
Nah, they love pickles.
Pest controllers in New York have accidentally created a new generation of super rats.
Super rats?
Yeah.
How do you?
Oh, cool.
I'm here to exterminate them, but instead, I've made them tougher.
Super rats.
That seems like a cartoon.
Tried
to kill them, and now they're back as super rats.
Right. Is this because of pesticides that they basically just got immune to, would you guess?
Gotta be.
And then just got bigger or more, right. You know.
Teeny tiny baby rats whose parents were killed by rat poison, but they strengthened.
Like a Disney movie.
I'm sorry, you put super in front of anything, it just makes it funny. We got super rats, we had super gonorrhea not too long ago.
Super califragilistic, super gonorrhea.
You're kind of right.
Right? Like, can we come up with something a little bit better than super something?
No, but I feel like it tells you what you need to know. Like, dude, I don't know anything about these super rats other than they're called super rats, and therefore I want no part of them. If I say it's a super cobra, you're like, good enough.
You got Superman coming? Nah, man, I'm broke this year. Super rat's going to be behind.
Super rat.
I don't know if he can help us.
It's like the new age of Chuck E. Cheese, the super rat.
Super rat.
A man in Wales who was the best man at his brother's wedding assaulted the bride. After she said that his brother was too drunk at the reception and needed to stop drinking.
Well, this is going to end out well.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say she was right. Sounds like they were both too drunk.
Are you trying to make a Welsh joke, Miles?
I was.
What'd you say? I missed it.
I got you, buddy. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
I got you. All righty. Police in Florida arrested 124 people during an undercover sting, including a Disney security guard who showed up to meet a prostitute totally naked.
And a PGA golfer.
Did you see the size of the Disney guy?
Yes.
You saw a picture?
Yeah.
This guy's probably about 260. He's butt-naked, like no shoes.
No.
Like, even...
He showed up to the appointment
right,
naked?
Yes. If I go to someone's house, if it's a booty, you know you're going to have sex. Like, you don't show up naked.
No.
The pro golfer got busted. His nickname was, it was like Johnny Two Gloves.
It was like Tommy Two Gloves or something.
Tommy Two Gloves.
Was it a guy either of you had heard of before now?
No.
And now everyone will know his name.
Yeah, I mean, he's a pro golfer, right? But like, yeah, like, you got busted for that.
Old 19.
And you're right about that security guard, Thrill. He looked like your stereotypical security guard. Like, he couldn't make a cop. He's a security guard.
Yeah, you want a naked Paul Blart?
Also, like, I've spent days in a brothel. That's not how you do it.
No.
You don't show up naked.
What is this, a brothel? Well, there's no question about why
you're
there.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Hey, it's me. It's Ted. I'm naked.
I'm bringing the happiest place here. the police officer in New York City caught a driver who tried to flee through the very crowded Holland Tunnel.
Why would you think that's going to work?
I don't know.
It's not going. You're in a tunnel.
You're in New York City.
You're just driving into traffic.
Yeah, the Holland Tunnel always has traffic.
Right.
We know that, and we don't live there.
Yeah, I always take the bridge.
I have
two choices at a certain point when you're going. Yeah,
gotcha. Don't take the tunnels, what you're saying.
No.
I've done it once, and I will never do it
again. Yeah, the Holland Tunnel, it's like internationally famous for terrible, terrible traffic.
I've got good news, gents. The very not safe for work Christmas trend of walking around with a boob out and putting antlers and a nose on it to look like a reindeer is happening again this year.
Yes! But it's never going to be the person you want.
The picture I saw was the person I wanted.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, but that's the picture they showed.
Of course, man. People are doing this at work?
No, it's not safe for work, Ted. That's why we wouldn't do it at work.
Yeah, I was like, dude, don't do that at work.
Well, I mean, consult me first. I'll let you know my particular opinion.
I'm going to do it at work.
I feel like that needs to be a specific Christmas party you're at. Like, I have some friends that do it, but, like, they have a specific Christmas party.
Yeah.
Yeah, there
should
only be one.
Choose your audience, as it were.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now get over here and handle the wishbone.
Mm. What? With carving the turkey? All right.
I don't know. That's the dog talking.
Still working on it. A woman in New Mexico robbed a Subway where she worked on Monday. She wore a mask, but one of her coworkers recognized her voice. And when the cops caught her, she said she did it to teach her coworkers a lesson.
What, that they work with an idiot?
She was arrested for robbery.
Yeah, Miles, let me get all that money.
I'm going to guess.
I can hear you, Ted.
I'm going to guess that she is weak.
Weak?
Yeah.
I got nothing there, Miles.
Okay.
Maybe she's Italian herbs and cheese.
Yeah, no.
Oh, Subway. Okay, gotcha.
Eat fresh.
Either way, she's going to have to do nine grain years.
All right, that's
strange. We're just trying on this point. A police officer in Maryland was just about to retire after a 25-year career.
But?
Was busted for stealing cell phones from the department. He's now facing one count of misconduct in the office.
Hell of a way to go out.
Come on, man.
It's a cell phone.
He was giving it to all of his friends and family and whatnot.
Probably going to give him a retirement phone or some garbage like that.
If I'm going to steal stuff from work, I'm going to sell it.
If I'm going to steal stuff and I'm a cop, I'm going to the evidence room.
But he stole it just to give it away as gifts? That seems ridiculous.
There's a man in Uganda, and apparently his flatulence has a special ability to kill mosquitoes.
From a 6-mile radius, Mike. I know you're not working on this. He farts.
Wait.
No, you guys don't understand. This man farts, and for 6 miles around, the mosquitoes dissipate. They leave. This guy.
Okay, but how is it this guy's farts that are driving him away? There's nothing else in there that's a factor?
What does he eat? Signs of off?
Scientists are already going to figure out what's going on with his gas so they can mass produce
it. But how do they know it's the gas? It's 6 miles.
No, it's him. Wherever he farts, the mosquitoes fly away. He's like the reverse Pied Piper of mosquitoes with his ass.
But Mike's like, how do you quantify this?
Right.
Like, where have you been that you have farted that we can then measure?
Right.
The six
That's what I read in the article.
I can come into work late at night and say, my presence is making I-5 traffic go
Believe everything you read, Mike, and I read it was 6 miles.
I'd like to hire him to go to the beach with me.
I'm not kidding you. I don't know why they put that in the article, but that's what it says.
6 miles. Elon Musk is recovering from his Cybertruck fiasco in a pretty big way.
How's that?
Tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents... Profile This.
Hey, Steve, throw Hogan, you please, everyone. How Profile This is played.
A short game, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Chris, you understand how this here game is played.
I do.
Fantastic. I want to say our very own Mike Hawk covered the story earlier this week, maybe last week. But either way, it involves a 32-year-old woman from Wyandanche, which is in Long Island, New York. She went to TGI Fridays last week and ordered their all-you-can-eat appetizers. And she tried to get a bunch of the appetizers to take home in a doggy bag. That's not good all-you-can-eat etiquette. And by the way, most restaurants, they don't let you do that. But when they told her no, she went behind a bar to grab her own to-go container. Then she swung a bottle of liquor at an employee who tried to stop her. Then she tried to walk out with the appetizers and the bottle of liquor. And when they tried to stop her again, she pulled a knife. The difference with the knife is this knife was her own knife, not one that she was also trying to take from TGI Fridays. She was arrested for robbery, menacing, criminal possession of a weapon. She also had oxycodone on her, so she was charged with criminal possession of a controlled substance. Do you believe this idiot is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is tough. And keep in mind, she didn't order any food to eat there and then try to get a doggy bag. She just ordered all you can eat, grabbed doggy bags, and wanted to stuff it in.
Did they say what appetizer she ordered?
They did not.
And it was in Long Island, you say?
Yeah. TGI Friday, they were great appetizers, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, on the Jack Daniels menu?
I'm going to have to go with black.
Yeah. Oxycodone. Always feels a little whiter to me.
That would be my guess.
Oxy lady.
What were the choices again?
Black, white, Mexican, or Jewish.
And it was in New York.
Long Island. Mm-hmm.
Long Island.
Yeah.
Man, that's a strange one. But Long Island? I don't know. I haven't done this one in a while. Maybe I'll go Jewish.
All right, Chris, you want to stick with black final answer?
Actually, I'm gonna change and go with Ted and go white.
Well, Ted didn't go white.
Yeah.
Ted went Jewish.
Okay, well, I'm going white.
Okay, you're going to go white final answer now. Okay. We're going to find out if she is black, white, Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hola, bitchola. You have entered the men's room.
We're going to do a Long Island, New York. I'll
Long
profile
Island.
This. Woman goes into a TGI Fridays. It's all-you-can-eat appetizers, yeah. Which sounds awesome.
Yes, it does, man.
Apparently, she had a little to-go baggie with her or something like that. So when the appetizers came, she just started putting those in, ordering more. And as they say, that's kind of against the rules when you're doing all-you-can-eat.
Well, keep in mind, they said, ma'am, you can't do that. So she went behind the bar to grab her own to-go container. As you'd imagine, employees tried to stop her. So she grabbed a bottle of liquor that was back there and swung it at one of the employees. And then tried to walk out with both her to-go container and the bottle of liquor that she wanted to use as a weapon. They tried to stop her again, and she pulled out a knife that she previously owned. So at least there's that much. But the question we had for you, Chris, is this woman black, white, Mexican, or Jewish? And in the end, you went white. Ted went Jewish, you went white. Ted, you based yours on, dude, it's Long Island. Like, hey, swing for the fences, yeah. Right now. And Chris, you went white.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry. She was, in fact, black.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh.
Should have stuck with your first answer then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I thought the only hint in there was the bottle of liquor.
And oxycodone, right?
Oh, no.
To me, that's the thing that throws you off. Really?
Yeah, right. Totally. Well, oxycodone made me think white, but I don't know. For whatever reason, when I hear bottle of liquor, I just think black.
Good. I'm kind of happy about that.
I mean, it's like I feel like white people talk about beers or drinks themselves.
Now, what if it had said Fireball?
That would have been white, but it would have been specific.
Right.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just where I grew up, but people, like you hear that.
Where you
grab a bottle.
I've only been to TGI Fridays in the Baltimore, D.C. area, so I was always one of the few white people in there at happy hour.
Yeah, I saw a guy steal a gift card once, and then the other dude tackled him in a Friday.
Oh, how much was a gift card for?
Dude, I don't know, but it was like a couple at the bar sitting behind him, so he stole it from him, and then the couple sat there and watched him order food to go. And then as soon as he got the food to go, the dude just, like, grabbed him. Like, it sounded like a little ruckus brought out.
Don't mess with TGI Fridays. We ain't good in neighborhood players.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those square little mozzarella sticks.
Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box.
Time again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right. Your choices today will be Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Kimmel. Seth Meyers. Mike Hawk. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
Okay. These guys all have teams of professional writers. Help them put together their monologue each and every day. Ted does not have a team of professional writers.
I do not.
We have to determine if these jokes are from Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, Kimmel, Seth Meyers, or a Mike Hawk or Ted original.
You might set the theme here, fellas. Time Magazine, Person of the Year, is 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg. After being told, the 16-year-old asked, what's a magazine?
I'm going to say it's either Ted Smith or Seth Meyers.
Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
Time Magazine's Person of the Year is 16-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg. Yeah, after being told, the 16-year-old girl asked, what's a magazine?
He's not wrong.
Let's see there. Greta famously sailed across the Atlantic Ocean on a boat with no kitchen, no showers, and no toilets. And anybody who's ever been on a Carnival cruise is like, hey, I did that. Where's my award?
Fowler.
That is Jimmy Fowler.
Greta famously sailed across the Atlantic Ocean on a boat with no kitchen, no showers, and no toilets. Then anyone who's ever been on a Carnival cruise is like, hey, I did that. Where's my award?
Youngest human ever to be named Person of the Year, and to honor this young woman who's dedicated her life to thus saving our environment, Time will cut down thousands of trees to print 2 million copies of the magazine. Kimmel.
Youngest human ever to be named Person of the Year, and to honor this young woman who's dedicated her life thus far to saving our environment, Time will cut down thousands of trees to print 2 million copies of the magazine.
Again, Greta Thunberg named Time Magazine Person of the Year. And who better than such an inspiring figure? Here she is looking at a mountain of environmental issue and says, I'm going to climb it.
Mike Hawk?
Mike Hawk.
That is a Mike Hawk!
Yeah. And I can hear Mike it's supposed to be soundproof glass. I can hear Mike laughing.
I thought that was a pretty good one, Adam.
It is good.
Because it's a climate joke plus climbing the mountain.
Yes. Thank you, Ted.
put that all together.
I'm sure Mike is happy that you have to explain his joke.
Some people didn't get it. All right, one more here. When asked what she thought about time, Thunberg said, we probably have about 5-6 years left.
When asked what she thought about time, Thunberg said, we probably have about 5-6 years left.
An exciting night last night in TV, by the way.
Okay.
Exciting night. Let's see. This one's kind of weird. TLC has a new show coming out called Hot and Heavy.
Oh, yeah.
It's about guys who love large women.
That's what the show is about.
Or they're calling it now Mixed Weight Couples.
But it's more than
that. Wait, it was going to be called Hot and Heavy.
No, it's called Hot and Heavy, but they're not saying, like, hey, he's skinny, she's fat. They're just calling it Mixed Weight Couples.
Okay. Right. So someone is very skinny, someone is overweight.
I don't think the guys are that skinny. I think a lot of people, number one, it seems weird that it's only large women. Right?
And very skinny guys, from what I understand, on the promos.
There's also big dudes that date smaller women.
They're just not on this show.
Right. So that's a lot of people are like, why are you always showing larger women? Like, you could show the reverse.
You could, but then you'd bitch about the other. I mean, like, look.
No. There's people who just say, you can show both.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean?
I totally agree with that.
I've never heard the term mixed weight couples.
Because it's never been a term.
And if somebody said that to me, I'd be pissed.
Well, it depends how big she is.
Right. Because you'd say, well,
yeah, we sure are.
No, you know what I mean. I mean, people do it all the time. Like, oh, you really hit out of your league there. Yeah, thanks, D.
We're always going to hear that.
Thanks, D.
Yeah. I'm not going to call the whole word, but
like, how'd you get her? What'd you do? She must like the radio.
You know what, man? Suck it.
Just tell her I can lick my eyebrows.
Right.
Yeah.
Do the math.
But if somebody said, oh, it's good to see you guys together, a mixed weight couple, I'd be like, bro.
Damn. She's not that fat.
I'm sending you, her apps.
Have you ever heard me almost getting beat? I told you the story. We went to the Florida Georgia game.
All right.
So we're sitting at the airport, and I turn around, and it happened to be, we were telling this joke all week long. This happened to be an actual mixed couple.
Okay.
But one had a Florida shirt on, one had a Georgia shirt on. So I was like, oh, a mixed couple.
And the problem's like, damn.
I was like, Florida Georgia fans. They're like, Oh, okay.
I thought you were saying that I should do Ancestry.com.
But we had been saying it all weekend. Like, you know what I mean? Just like, oh, yeah. All right. I have an update on Thrills Kids' favorite show.
Is this, hold on, wait, that dance, the Masked Singer.
The Masked Singer.
God, listen, you just have to understand. I don't enjoy the show. I try not to watch it with them. But it is amazing to me, just some things I've learned. So now they are very familiar with Tommy Chong, not for the reasons that we are, but it's a great old man that was on that show. They love Terry Bradshaw. My son had some working knowledge from football, but otherwise, he's a crazy old man that sings. SNL was on over the weekend, right? J-Lo was hosting. They also watch World of Dance. So J-Lo's been in our lives for 30 years, and I realize my kids know who she is, but to them, she's the host of World of Dance.
So, yes, they love the Masked Singer.
Well, last night, the leopard turned out to be Seal, but I think what most people were more excited about was Thingamajig finally got uncovered.
What is it?
And, of course, Thingamajig was a rookie first team in the NBA 2014.
Oh, there we go.
NBA Steals Leader 2018, NBA Most Improved Player 2018, NBA All-Defensive Team, and two-time NBA All-Star and DeMatha Catholic graduate,
Jesus.
Victor Oladipo. Woo!
Now my kids know someone who went to your high school.
Oh, they're going to love it.
You will pull that out of anywhere.
The DeMatha stuff?
Yeah.
We're psychos about it.
It's crazy.
But to be fair, if I had that many people coming out of my high school, I probably would too.
Yeah, but we annoy everybody, even in the area.
Jesus, I just saw a picture of what he looked like as Thingamajig.
Oh, God. Well, the thing is, Victor can really sing, too. I think that's what a lot of people were shocked.
Okay.
Like, he sang, like, soul songs and everything. I want to say he's put out a couple albums.
Really?
But, like, yeah. Oh. And he played at Indiana. I mean, that's been known in the DeMatha family. But either way, it was pretty cool to see him doing that. He was injured, thus, and he's from Silver Spring originally. So a lot of people kind of got Ken Young finally got the answer right.
Yes.
But, like, those were all the things. Like, one of the letters he sent was from Maryland. He was feeling crabby. He had like a brace on his knee.
He was feeling crabby.
This is how they do the show, right? And they modulate the voice. It's part of the reason I hate the show. One, not all of them can actually sing. You're listening to bad karaoke from someone dressed crazy.
Correct.
And you do try to get clues. And at the end of them singing, they'll walk up to, is it Nick Cannon, I guess, host that thing?
Whatever. It is Nick Cannon.
You want to do an Eminem joke?
I'll just say Eminem's son, whatever. I don't
know. but they walk up with their voice disguise.
Is there beef? Is there beef going on there?
So, but they try to drop clues about who they might be. So without seeing this, I don't.
Sometimes I feel crabby. Yeah. And I go down the ocean, right?
So they give you all these clues who they are.
Yeah, Eminem years ago, was with Mariah Carey. Then he said some disparaging remarks about her. Nick Cannon obviously ended up marrying Mariah Carey. So then Nick Cannon, who hosts every kind of show, and to his defense,
he's the other Steve Harvey,
singer, actor.
Yeah,
comedian,
he works his ass off.
Right, but he
can't rap.
Kind of was like, right. He kind of was like, hey, like I was going to beat Eminem's ass. So Eminem,
no, you weren't.
Put out a diss track.
You were mad at
and
Eminem.
Then Nick Cannon tried to put one out, and people were like, just don't. Like, it's Eminem. Like, he's very good in that. So, like, a lot of other rappers, like, just don't mess with Eminem on this. So, yeah, Nick Cannon's got to take it some heat on that.
He probably could have physically beat his ass at the time.
I don't know.
Eminem's been hooked on oxys for years.
I don't blame people on drugs.
He might be
clean
now.
Don't fight angry people on drugs.
I just think he just sit there.
But
Eminem's also from a tough neighborhood. Like, he grew up fighting.
Well, people on drugs, you can beat him with a skillet. You know what I mean? Like, their arm is severed, they're bleeding to death, and they still get up and bite you or something.
Yeah, and also, it's just one of those things. Like, you could say that or whatever, I think it's fine, but sometimes you just gotta know your... So, everybody likes Nick Cannon. He's awesome. He hosts all these shows and everything. Like, Wild and Out is great. Like, I'm a huge fan of Nick Cannon. I'm just kind of joking as the Eminem thing, but that was kind of thing. People were like, don't go down that
I liked him in Drumline.
Oh, God, damn, that is a good
great movie. Underrated movie, I'm sorry.
He's hitting the other dude's drum. All right, did you guys know Survivor's still on the air?
I did because I saw a commercial and I honestly thought to myself, it was over the weekend watching NFL football, see a commercial for it, and I honestly thought to myself, I cannot believe the show is still on the air.
Yeah. Well, a dude got booted off for inappropriate behavior. It's the first time it's ever happened. Several weeks ago, this guy, Dan Spolo, who's a Hollywood talent manager in the real world, was cautioned for being a little too handsy with some of the women.
Oh.
Huh, a Hollywood talent manager. As a job, is handsy with the women.
You know what? Hollywood doesn't need that kind of thing. That's a pure, pure industry. No one's ever done that.
So they dealt with it on screen. He was given a formal warning. Well, I guess it didn't take. Jeff Probst last night was just like, hey, he's gone.
Damn.
He's been removed from the game.
Jeff Probst, who used to send nude pictures out on a taping of Survivor, said that whatever he did
was worse. Like, come on, man. Just stop at the deep end.
Well, the other dude put his hands on somebody.
Right. That's the difference.
Yeah.
And Jeff just used to whip people with his penis.
Mm-hmm. You don't complain when I send you D-pics, but when I touch you, you get mad.
Basically, nobody really knows what happened. Apparently, it happened off camera. They said it didn't involve a player. So it sounds like maybe somebody on the set or whatever. Either word, he's gone.
It doesn't matter, dude. Don't touch people.
I think it was somebody who was like a makeup. Well, not makeup, but whatever.
How hard is it to not? No one's really asking the world of you. You know, like, don't touch people. Don't stab a cat. I mean, like, we can't ask you easier things.
Also, it's Survivor. We really don't need makeup and hair people.
That's strong.
We're out in the middle of
nowhere. Other than probes, right.
Exactly.
Like, no, but host, I mean, sometimes it's just people, like, camera people Grips. That hold boom mics, anything like that. Obviously, you know, they said Dan was not happy when he found out. Oh, shocker.
Oh, really?
They said Cordy was very respectful on his way out. I mean, I think you kind of have to be. The whole, you know, people are going
to
know who you are.
But you need to be respectful when you're there.
Right, and people often get very respectful when they get caught.
I've seen murderers cry when they're found guilty. It's like, yeah, you needed this emotion more in the moment.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry. Well, you could have not, I don't know, touched someone.
Yeah, exactly. I just read something the other day. Apparently, 6ix9ine's very apologetic. I was apologetic when I saw the magistrate. Sorry, can I go?
You know, I was too.
Yeah, right.
At the time, I was not. But when I saw the magistrate, yes, I was exceptionally apologetic.
ABC is doing another live in front of a studio audience special featuring another episode of All in the Family and an episode of Good Times.
I recommend that you watch it. I was very, 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 very skeptical of watching it because I'm a cynic by nature. But I watched it and they recreated the actual episodes down to the dialogue, right? And so the dialogue, what you could get away with then, is a lot different than it is now. But they recreated these shows and I thought it was excellent.
You can't do that to a lot of things. Because Robin was just saying, that, what were you saying? You got Disney Plus and you're watching, what was it? Was it
Peter Pan? Well,
Peter Pan,
yeah.
Now, how brutal is Peter Pan?
Yeah, you would not recreate
that
the original dialogue.
Boy, I forgot how much old thinking is in the older Disney movies. I completely forgot.
But the difference is this.
Wait a minute, is this a cartoon one or Robin Williams?
The original. Robin Williams. The cartoon.
No,
Peter
not,
Pan
not
dropping
Hook.
Slurs?
Yeah. Songs.
Yeah.
Whole in
songs
the songs
with a slur, right?
Yeah.
The difference
is completely spaced on it.
All in the Family and Good Times was making a point. So yes, it made sense through
comedy.
Peter Pan was just straight up like, I don't...
Yeah, kill the white people.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, like, Archie, you're supposed to be annoyed with Archie Bunker.
Hopefully you are.
But you're supposed to understand his generation and why he says what he does. And then everybody else tries to bring in reason on his thoughts and his theories.
Well, the main cast of All in the Family will remain the same. Woody Harrelson's going to be Archie. Marissa Tomei is Edith.
She was great.
Eli Kemper is Gloria. And Ike as Mike.
Mike and I.
Barn Brainholtz. I don't know. But they're being joined by Jesse Eisenberg, Justana Machado, and Kevin Bacon.
Okay.
Huh. Kevin Bacon. All right.
Jesse Eisenberg is the guy who's got the other actor double.
Yes.
Kind of like Nick Nolte and Gary Busey used to.
Right. It's, hold on. It's Michael Cera. That's the other guy.
That's it.
Right.
Interchangeable guys, like if someone gets sick, he can finish the movie.
Just be whiny.
Mm-hmm. Here's the weirdest thing, is there's no word on any casting for Good Times.
Well, last time it was Jamie Foxx.
The show airs next Wednesday.
Jamie Foxx played George Jefferson. I do not remember who played his wife. I remember the woman who played the original maid, she still played the maid, which was pretty cool.
Right.
She's up there in age. And, what is her? I can't think of her. Wanda Sykes. Wanda Sykes.
It's now Yeezy.
Yeah.
They changed it.
They updated it.
Easy.
Give me some clothes.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And Good Times, I mean, I don't know. Those are both classic shows that everybody loves.
And keep in mind, Good Times is a spinoff of All in the Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. And it was very good. It was very good.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. DMV makes a woman walk without a cane to renew her license, and she promptly falls and breaks her wrist. Meanwhile, a school bus is evacuated and 15 treated after an excessive amount of Axe body spray mist. Turns out Florida man first died of a drug overdose before being eaten by a gator. D.C. resident sets building on fire trying to rid area of squirrel, considered a hater. And a Florida woman who dates and lives with four guys is pregnant. Good times.
And time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story. Elon Musk is recovering from his Cybertruck fiasco in a big way. Front Range Biosciences, an agritech company owned by the man, has come forward and announced that they are attempting to create a brand new strain of marijuana.
My truck didn't work, but let's get high.
They plan on sending cultures to space to be incubated at the ISS for 30 days before returning home. They intend to monitor the plants and see if the space radiation has any effect on the gene expression of the product.
I'm going to give them a hint, yes.
You think?
Do you understand what radiation is? Yeah. It's when particles blow through your cells and rip them apart. Correct. Like, yes, it's going to have an effect.
He also told people that was a prototype truck. It wasn't going to be the actual model and look of the truck. It was just like, look, we built this chassis. Here's what this thing can do. And when they put the shell on it to just kind of do their tests and everything, people are like, that ain't a truck. Well, he said that.
Right.
You know,
but the internet is not smart enough to read the entire story. I mean, they just take the image of this goofy-looking truck and they just want it to explode.
They think it's a truck.
He's like, here, we'll give them what they want. Here's weed.
Space weed.
No one goes, let's make the Pontiac Aztec again.
I'd be down. In other news, a polyamorous woman is making headlines because the unthinkable has happened. She's become pregnant by one of her four lovers.
Just look at her picture, that's all. That's all I'll
fantastic.
Say.
Fantastic. What's even better is, according to the story, all of the men will take part in the fatherly duties. It also makes for my favorite news photo of the week.
So will they know who the actual biological father is?
I believe they... Can they already figure that out? I don't know if they already
do. I'm sure they can.
But,
they're not all taking part in that.
Exactly what I thought.
Three of them are like out.
Right. You look at that photo. Three are out, dude. Well, you have found the one you want.
Right now, she's enjoying life.
She is. That's the great thing about this photo.
I mean, she has three boyfriends that all live together and do stuff for her.
Four.
You know, around the house.
Four. There's all five of these people sitting on the couch. She is sitting in the middle of them all, and she is just glowing like any woman who has recently found out that she is pregnant is, and she's just happy as can be. Three out of the four dudes look like they're absolutely miserable. And one just has this big, goofy, toothy grin.
But he looks like he lacks oxygen. He doesn't look like he's happy.
All of these people, they had a cord wrapped around him.
For a long time.
Did you see the ages of all these people?
Spin them.
No, what is the rough age?
She is 20. I think the eldest is 23, 22, 20, and 18.
Okay.
You're get it, kids.
You're an adult now.
Go out and vote, please.
The husband of an elderly woman in Wisconsin is filing a lawsuit after she was denied a license renewal. This is we covered this during the shot of the day. The woman had gotten an exam from her optometrist before going to the DMV, but that wasn't the test that they were putting her through. Before authorizing a license renewal, the DMV employee said that it would need her to walk across the room without her cane. Under protest, the woman complied and promptly fell and broke her wrist. She unfortunately suffered a stroke a short time after the incident, but the examiner says that it was unrelated to her broken wrist.
The examiner. Because you're the guy that make a medical assessment.
Right. The judge says that you need open heart surgery.
Like, okay, buddy, stay in your lane.
Yeah, I agree.
God.
Hey, we go to D.C. where someone had a bit of a squirrel problem. The animal was holed up in the attic of a three-story apartment building, and the homeowner attempted to drive the animal off with a lit stick of incense. Undeterred, the squirrel knocked the end of the stick, promptly setting the attic on fire. Firefighters were able to put out the blaze without incident or injury. Okay, I understand.
Squirrel's just like, it's flammable, dog.
Right, this archaic thought of just show it fire, it'll run away. Even then, it's a smoldering stick of smelly stuff.
I'll tell you a great secret to get rid of squirrels. Get a cat.
Yeah.
They will leave of their own accord.
Or tromp around in there and yell at it.
We had a squirrel in my attic. We just set a trap.
What does a squirrel trap look like, Ted?
Like that big.
Like a big rat trap.
Just a big old cage.
Yeah. He's got you put something in there, he walks in there, and then he's stuck.
You can do that, or you can do the...
Who's stuck now, player?
Off of the neck, big one, you know, with
thwap.
Like a giant mouse trap?
Snap, man, and just go.
I've heard of rat traps like that. I haven't heard of squirrel traps.
For bats, for...
You're kidding me!
No. What do you do with the bat? Do you, like, hang it on the wall so it's hanging upside down?
You just put the food on the trap.
Ted, how long have I been working for Pet Solutions? You haven't shown me any of this stuff yet.
Well, we wouldn't use the squirrel trap I had. It's, you get to release the squirrel.
Of course. That's not a solution.
Well, it's not a pet.
That's a continuing problem.
Yeah. That was a varmint.
It's animal control. We got another case of stupid criminals. A woman in Pennsylvania was arrested for shoplifting at a Walmart. While shoplifting from a major chain like a Walmart isn't unheard of, it's generally not a good idea to pilfer items from the store. While the local PD and state police are hosting their Shop with a Cop event.
Come on, man. I think even they assume, like, no one could possibly be dumb enough to shoplift, at least in the time that we're here. Right.
This is the safest building that you could be in right now.
And then if I'm a cop, like, you dumb, damn it. You know, I'm so angry at you. Like, you know we're here.
Exactly.
God.
She was arrested for retail theft despite the excuse that her sick mother needed the new clothes that she was stealing.
You know, she might be telling the truth. The problem is stealing is still illegal.
Right. They kind of frown upon that.
If you're starving to death and steal food, it's still illegal.
And like, if you're stealing and one, you give up that excuse, but you're stealing while there's a bunch of cops there, now you are testing, now you're insulting my intelligence.
Yeah, you're not testing anything.
Right.
You're just insulting.
That's right. We go to Florida, where authorities have clarified an unfortunate incident. An alligator in the area was put down after it was found with the body of a deceased 45-year-old man. Funny enough, authorities were unsure as to the cause of the man's death, despite where they found it. But after a subsequent investigation, they discovered that the man had actually passed from a methamphetamine overdose.
Mm. The gator ate him?
Yes.
And got wickedly high.
I think the only reason they even thought there might be something else is when they found the body, he was actively trying to scratch his neck.
The gator was?
Yeah. Like, something else going on there.
I'll finish it later.
Cast him for a dollar.
Hey, man. A little bit of sports news. The MLB is lifting restrictions on a certain substance. Starting now, the league will no longer test minor league players for the use of marijuana.
Maybe because they're tired of the disappointment in doing so.
Yeah, right.
I mean, like, guys.
I don't know if they give enough per diem money to be able to feed them now.
It's an attempt to crack down on the opioid crisis plaguing the league. Before now, players will face multi-game suspensions. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawkins out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. For finally, it's been years. Next time on the program, we finally get to discuss the incident.
Ah, something to look forward to. All right, but in the meantime, we be all up out this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.